the country belongs to them. But I just want to remind you that the country belongs to us all, and it's your duty and my duty to ensure that we build a country on strong democratic foundation, so that our grandchildren, they will live in a civilized and a better society, a society with equal opportunities for all, not just a few. Also, allow me to take this chance. Actually, Honorable His Excellency Boudouin has sent you his greetings, that he appreciates the work each and every Ugandan has done, whether old or young, that especially for the work you did during the campaign. It was the work you did, not only for the Boudouin, not for Chiagwan, in fact, for our country, Uganda. The work you did, really, all your names will remain in the great books of history, particularly history of our country, Uganda, as a generation or as people who stood by, who did everything within their means to see that Uganda can have a new birth, they can start a new life. So Ugandans at home, many were killed, many are still in prison, like Nubian Lee and so many others, Eddie Mutwey, and many have lost their lives, Yassine Kauma, and so many people. Some even we don't know them. We got the report that whoever was working as a polling agent for the NUP, part NUP and other political parties, they actually became a target by the security forces, being hunted. Many young people are no longer sleeping in their home. Really, that is something which doesn't really bring comfort, like, in our hearts. Many have been kind of they have faced rough from the police. Many are still nursing homes. You've heard what is happening to His Excellency Chagulanyi, that they confiscated his property. Really, the regime is just after a mark by God. But I will just urge you that wherever you are, just always pray for your country, Uganda. Pray so that we can have a very successful and peaceful transition of power. Because, like it or not, whether you are in Busoga, Kavarore, in Tungamo, you are in London, you are in Belgium, wherever you are, you remain a Ugandan. And really, the love and solidarity we showed, actually, because I was part of the people who were at the front line, I could see people across the globe, whether in Asia, UAE, Oman, Dubai, Saudi, whether you are in America, whichever state, Boston, regardless, whatever state you are in Europe, Germany, and everywhere. I think we are all, much as we are in different locations, we are all singing one song, and that is the song for freedom. And the bells for the freedom, we never stopped them. They have never stopped. We will never stop beating them. But what we need to do is just to continue, because at the end of the day, Uganda is our country. It is our country, and it will always remain our country, Uganda. But I want to take this chance, actually, to thank all the coordinators, wherever you are, across the world, and all our cadres at the front line. The omuntu owabulijjo mu Uganda owabulijjo avuga boda boda ali mu katale ano atunda ennyaanya, jajja, bamaama, abakulu b'amadiini bonna, muli munnayuganda mu mbeera yonna gy'alimu. Bannayi mwenna tebwenyuma omulimu gw'obwakola His Excellency Boudouin yagusiima, ne bannayuganda bonna baagusiima. Ekintu kino tukyali mu game, bannayi temuggwamu maanyi. Nkimanyi nti wabeerawo hiccup n'omupiira gwonna ne kaweefube wonna w'okukyusa mu mawanga gonna bamanye ebyafaayo, engeri abantu gye bafunamu emirembe gyabwe kyabatwalira akabanga. Kabe bamerika bennyini, mwasoma ku American War of Independence, musomye ku nsi ez'enjawulo zonna zi France, engeri gyefunyemu obwetwaze ebadde longulongu jane, naye naffe bannayuganda okuva wetwafuna obwetwaze, kyamukisa mubi nti abantu abamu bajja ne bawamba obwetwaze bwe twafuna. Kati Uganda etambula edda mabega ensi ze twatusinga obungi zonna zonna zatuyitako naye nga ate kisinga ekyennaku nti eyandibadde nga like a best fundamental freedom nga like the right to life okubeera nti omuntu oliwaddemba okubeera omulamu eright bagitujjako kubanga eyo ye erina kubeera yaliba erina kuba absolute yo bagitujjako ddakati fenna buli omu mu mbeera yonna gy'olimu yonna mu mbeera oba okoze eki naye obanga okutta ekikopo ky'amazzi n'okiwa omwana ajja ekipande okuba nti abanja obuwanguzi bwaffe oba okoze omulimu gw'amaanyi nyo so tewenyooma nti naye obanga toli mp toli mu paalamenti naye obanga toli mukulembeze wa party yonna naye obanga toli coordinator yonna naye nga jasi omuntu owa bulijjo essaala zokka zisaayo kya bbeeyi nnyo. Even that the prayer you say silently or loudly, you are doing something which is good for our country, Uganda. I just want to tell you, because I believe in God, that God is who is going to answer us. Katonda agenda kubanga yanukule duwaza fibangu. So, banna faba salamu abachari mchisijivo musabe. Muri mtu ye nabe denga ala janida katonda. Everyone thinks our duty that to do whatever we can. Because we love our country. We don't have any choice. We don't have any choice of just leaving our country to suffer. We have our fertile land. We can grow enough food. Really, we used to be. We the Ugandans tuagala mirembe. All we want to see is peace in our country, Uganda. Nekati, there is suffocation if it is no freedom of speech. Mulabantu wayo opposition people even to get a chance of like speaking to Anna through any media outlet. It's the war even abateka bwe ne babakwata de babakwati. Naye nga mbaka saba na Uganda nti bikumulamwa and we should just continue musabu ya fitwina genda maso kubantu twetage gwanga lyaffe tulwana kubanga otubate tulwanye. Bagamba tewali agenda tulwanirako fefefe nyini fetulina okubeera nga twekwatirako bannaye olutabaalo luno. Naye nga bwemudde nti struggle egenda maaso, our struggle is still on, tukyali mu game, naye nga tusasula nnyo nga bannayuganda on behalf of the entire Ugandan, on behalf of everyone really. Tusasira nefe kusasira bannaffe bonna abafunye ebizibu, abafunye ebiwundu, ebase, bafiirdwa bamwe, naye nga mukimanye nti Bobby yakyaliwo naffe bannayuganda wetuli. Naye nga everything, never underestimate anything little you do. Even to sit like in corner wherever you are and then you discuss on how we can liberate our country, you are doing something which is very positive. So let us continue to generate ideas. Let us try to continue to plan. And let us continue to believe in ourselves that yes, we can. Because we are the majority, and even many of us, we are like the younger generation. We can't just, otherwise, if we sitting aside is not a solution, it's not an option, because what shall we ever tell our kids in the future and our grandchildren that we just chose to stop fighting for freedom? Tubere nga tubeerezaamu naye nga swaga ekyalimu ne mukama waffe nyininyini atukuza tubere nga tugenda maaso okubeera nga bannaye mu mbeera yonna temuggwamu maanyi tukyali mu game tubere nga tusigalamu temuggwamu maanyi. Pulezidenti waffe agenda kubeera nga ayogerako gye tuli tugenda kuba nga tubategeeza etayimu our president elect his excellency Robert Kyagulanyi he will be making some live speeches and on this channel, and we will be letting you know when you should really tune in, because he needs to speak to all of us wherever we are across the globe. But we are doing everything within our means to see that the communication, the news, the information can be spread across our country Uganda, across our globe. But na Uganda mwe bali nyo kuagala gwanga ya mwe. Thank you so much for loving your country. I think what you are doing is what every responsible citizen really expected to do. Whatever you are doing now, but don't give hope. I know we can cry, we can mourn, but our hearts must remain strong. We must remain strong at least. Abana bafange tulwanire abaana generation ezigenda okujja zisange Uganda nga nnamu, zisange Uganda ngaina amalwaliro agalimu eddagala. esanga Uganda engenimu abasirikale abatatta bantu batakuba bantu ffe tulina okulwana ensi zino ezaakulakana nga Bungereza zirina abantu abazifiiririra abassaawo emibiri gyabwe naffe olwo tetwatandise dde okussaawo emibiri bannaffe banyinyonyinyo bakozi bafudde bannaffe tebafaayo oba oli mwana muto oba oli mukulu so n'olwensonga eyo nti bannayuganda bannange jasi mbabuuzaako mbaagala nnyo ffenna bannaye tuli ba luganda. We are brothers and sisters, and Uganda is our mother country. We are all belong to the same heritage. So we should just stand together, shoulder to shoulder, shoulder by shoulder. We don't wave them front, we are in the band. We are not going to be able to struggle. We thank everyone who has really contributed anything, whether it's one coin, whether you just sacrifice your time, whether any resource, whether money. That thank you so much, thank you indeed. Nate, just for your information, that many of our comrades are still nursing homes, they are in hospitals, others at home, others are in prison. Abakyala be Uganda bambi buli kaseera basiba bakaava abaana babwe baababuzaawo. Many mothers in Uganda, they spend a lot of time crying because really their kids got abducted and they never know where they are. They never know where they are. Every day, whenever you watch the news, they are crying, crying for the return of their children. Se tulina okubeeranga bamaama amaziga g'abamaama, the tears of the Ugandan mothers, really it's us, all of us, we should just stand by them. Tulina okubeera nga tukola ki, nga tubabeererawo, kubanga obakwatuwala omwana wa munno enkya ojjukira oyo munnayuganda obakutte naawe akugasa, oba okoza edduuka yabeera kasitoma, oba ofunye obuzibu yakubeererawo naye nga bannayuganda omukwano gwe mulaze obakwetulaze, the love so far we have, the solidarity, I'm telling you, it's going to help us to reach a lot of heights. The sky will be the limit. Thank you so much for listening to me. Again, my name is Rashid Kasato. Thank you so much for listening to me, and let the struggle continue. We will one day the struggle will be over and we'll all be able to shake our hands and smile, and then we say that yeah, we really did it. Hello, my fellow Ugandans, fellow comrades, wherever you are, this is your comrade Rashid Kasato. We know I just have to take this chance to thank everyone, never zaburi mna Uganda yenna, for the love you have for your country Uganda, and we pay tribute to all our comrades who have lost their lives in the course of fighting for freedom and independence. It is great that so far the journey we have taken to ensure that we have the rule of law in our country Uganda, it has been a successful journey. All what I want to tell you that as our president elect Bobi Wine, Honorable Kyagulanyi Ssentamu, His Excellency, as he always tells us that they struggle to see that Uganda becomes a better country, is a role for me and you, the time, the money, the resources we invest to see that we get a new Uganda. Really, it is something which is going to be a source of pride for all the generations to come after us. I know that some of you, some of us, we are financially well off, others we are not, but that one doesn't matter. I think what brings us together is the love, that unconditional love for our country. We've traveled different countries, we've traveled the continents, but still home is home. And I think it is a practice of civilization that we care so much about changing lives for many people in Uganda. We as Ugandans, we have to thank a lot our leaders, comrades who are on the front line. I can't forget mentioning His Excellency Honorable Kyagulanyi Robert Ssentamu, and all our opposition leaders in different political parties, not only in NUP, not only the Senyans, not only the Nubian League, but across all the spectrum. The struggle to liberate our country is not like a one-day task, but is a struggle which is continuous. Although the journey we are taking might be too long, but we are hopeful that one day we'll be able to say that, yes, we did it. Some people are wondering, really, what are young people trying to achieve in a free Uganda? We have, as you can see, most of the developed countries, actually, there are a lot of things Uganda could have been better or far away from many of the countries who traveled to. It's just because there's a problem of leadership in Uganda, which we think we can mend. And then I remember when many of us, when you are growing up, or like some time back, Honorable Kyagulanyi used to be a symbol of art in Uganda. He was a symbol of music creatives in Uganda, but God changed that one. When you talk of Bobby Wine, when you talk of Bobby, when you talk of Kyagulanyi, it's now a symbol for freedom. What I can say is that you and me, we are all Bobby. If you want freedom, you are Bobby. If you want the rule of law, you are Bobby. If you want the proper separation of power in any government, that's Bobby. And Bobby is beyond being a human. It's just an ideology of making sure that we stay safe in our country. We, the leaders, I think everyone is a leader in this liberation struggle we are in. Everyone is a leader in our country, Uganda. We are all equal. God created us all equal. And each one of us, me and you, we have a role to play. And I think especially the young people, as His Excellency already says, that we all have a duty. If you can't do anything, really, everyone, there's something you can do. Whether you can talk against injustice, whether you pay, you just deliver a cup of water to your comrades, regardless of their color, regardless of their ethnic background, regardless of their faith. Because when you have bad leadership, as we do in Uganda, we all suffer. It doesn't matter which region you belong to. Hello, my fellow Ugandans, fellow comrades, wherever you are. This is your comrade, Rashidi Kasato. We know I just have to take this chance to thank everyone, Neva Zavuri na Uganda yena, for the love you have for your country, Uganda. And we pay tribute to all our comrades who have lost their lives in the course of fighting for freedom and independence. It is great that so far the journey we have taken to ensure that we have the rule of law in our country, Uganda, it has been a successful journey. All what I want to tell you that as our president elect Bobby Wine, Honorable Kyagulanyi, sent him His Excellency, as he already tells us that they struggle to see that Uganda becomes a better country, is a role for me and you, the time, the money, the resources we invest to see that we get a new Uganda, really it is something which is going to be a source of pride for all the generations to come after us. I know that some of you, some of us, we are financially well off, others we are not, but that one doesn't matter. I think what brings us together is the love, that unconditional love for our country. We've traveled different countries, we've traveled the continents, but still home is home. And I think it is a practice of civilization that we care so much about changing lives for many people in Uganda.
Yeah. takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. And at the end of the day, the difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. Studies prove that reading to a child regularly dramatically improves reading skills. And kids who read well by third grade are 4 times as likely to graduate. So United Way is asking you to make a pledge. Tutor a child who needs help. Mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer.
It is now 17:30 Central European Time, 16:30 in Dublin and London, 18:30 hours local time in Helsinki, and 11:30 hours in New York and Toronto.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Benji Hoyer. Israel's on the brink of a new government as opposition parties strike an agreement to form a coalition that would end Benjamin Netanyahu's 12-year tenure as Prime Minister. Tokyo 2020 President Seiko Hashimoto is 100% certain the Olympics will go ahead, but warns the delayed games must be prepared to proceed without spectators. And NASA is planning 2 new missions to Venus, marking the space agency's return to Earth's closest neighbour after more than 30 years.
Let's go.